Good morning, America. This is Christopher bringing to you the difficulties and restrictions of transfer students when they transfer from a community college to a four-year university. Nowadays, you're seeing more and more students going to community colleges rather than the traditional four-year university, and that is because community colleges are affordable, and the 2 years provided in community colleges can be used to get general education requirements out of the way, so when they do transition to a four-year university, they can start working on their degree, their major. Nowadays, you are seeing a lot of restrictive transfer policies, such as heavyweight factors on SAT scores, GPA, stuff like that, and you're also seeing accreditation requirements. So some of the classes that community college students transfer to a four-year university aren't accredited for because it doesn't meet the four-year university standards. So all the time and money that community college students wasted on community college are being wasted. So it's very important that community college students get those accreditations because you don't want those 2 years just to be for nothing. You also have tuition rates increasing more than ever before. Community college students can't pay such large amount of tuition because typically people who do go to community college are poor and they can't really afford such a high education. Hence why they are doing community college, so they can get half of their education, quote unquote, already paid for. So it's really important that we address these issues and that we make the transition of students from community college to four-year universities more seamless. There'll be more on that later.